Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lattman. Geiger moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. Romano moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Latman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzahn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Bauman. Landis moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 2 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Sammy White. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Button. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Pete Daly now catching. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 2 in the game. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Schroll now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Romano strikes out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Torgerson scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Esposito. The throw from Daly and he is out, Mahoney applying the tag. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-3 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. McEnany reaches third base with a triple. Smith scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-3 in the game. Lattman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-4 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Lattman moves to second. Earl Wilson now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Busby pinch hits for Jim Mahoney. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.